Jack and News, trending now, trending now.
On the roads, heavy delays in Pretoria due to an accident on the N1 South near the R21 highway. Also slow on the N1 North going towards the N4 eMalahleni highway.
We start abroad with breaking news from Britain. Members of Parliament just voted on a bill for assisted death. 330 MPs voted in favour of the bill and 275 against it. The BBC does, however, report it doesn't mean the bill has become law, but it allows to continue for further parliamentary scrutiny with backing of the elected chamber. Back on home ground in Mpumalanga, the police are monitoring the situation in Delmas following the torching of two foreign-owned spaza shops last night. Community members went on a rampage after the death of a six-year-old boy who died in a suspected food poisoning case. He ate biscuits allegedly brought from a local spaza shop. And the Mbabane High Court in Swaziland, or rather Eswatini, has granted Siyabonga and Malusi Ndimande an opportunity to appeal their extradition application to South Africa. The two brothers are arrested in connection to the murder of rapper aka Kenan Forbes and Tebelo Tibs Motswane. I'm Marlene Fischer. More news at 5.
Sports news is brought to you by Superbets this afternoon. Winning isn't just for your team, you can win for yourself at superbets.co.za. Superbets, the place to bet, spin, play and win.
Well, we start off with the live cricket action that's on the go at the moment. Well, half of the first day was missed, but they more than made up for that on day 2 and 3, with South Africa having Sri Lanka on 76 for 2 in their second innings after bowling them out for their lowest score of 42 in the first innings. The Proteas in their first innings made 191 and they declared on 366, with Tristan Stubbs and Captain Themba Bavuma both crossing the 100-run mark. So that's great news there for the Proteas. Where it's not great news, of course, is in the land of the courts. The three former South African cricketers implicated in a match-fixing scheme during the 2015-16 domestic T20 Ram Slam Challenge. Ethim Balati, Tami Tolokile and Lonwabo Tsotsobe have been arrested by the Hawks. Tsotsobe was arrested earlier today, with Tolokile on Thursday, which is yesterday, and Balati, the only one of the three players not to have represented his country. He was arrested back in November on the 18th. And the Springbok Sevens are once again set to embrace the vibrant and supportive atmosphere of Dubai as they embark on a campaign in the World Sevens Series. Starting tomorrow, the Blitzboks will look to win their sixth consecutive title in the opening season tournament, and they're hungry to establish themselves and get strong momentum against Australia, Kenya and France as well. And the Stormers have thrown in Sasha Feinberg Ngomezulu into the starting lineup to take on Springbok-laden Shark side in the United Rugby Championship Derby. It's happening at Kings Park at 5 p.m. tomorrow. Feinberg Ngomezulu has been out of action since September after injuring his knee during a Springbok Rugby Championship match against the All Blacks at Ellis Park. And Bafana Bafana captain Ronwen Williams has once again received some global recognition after he was nominated as one of the candidates for the World 11. That's for the best FIFA awards coming up. The awards are going to be taking place in January next year. That's all for me for now. Joe Mann, Jack Rand FM Sport.
This Black Friday, Superbets is turning up the heat with cash prizes up to 30,000 Rand. Register at superbets.co.za, place a 50 Rand real money bet and stand a chance to be one of 5 winners weekly and get a shot at the 5,000 Rand grand prize being given away today, the 29th of November. The more you bet, the more chances you have to win. Sign up now at superbets.co.za. T's and C's apply. Superbets is a licensed betting operator and supports responsible gambling. No under 18s, winners know when to stop. National Gambling Toll-Free Counseling Line 0800 006008.
It's The Drive with Robin Ross. Jacaranda FM.